Maybe if I'd answered the call the first time he called on me, I could have had a few more years' experience than I'm about to. But I ran for a long time, and I was a man most miserable. It's amazing to sit back and see how the Lord works on things. I went home this morning and thought I'd mark a few passages in my Bible so I'd know where to go to. And it fits right into everything that's been said tonight. I'll read a few scriptures in the book of Matthew, chapter 18. And we'll go to a couple more places in the Bible, but it's all around these 10 verses here. We'll start at verse 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life, halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet and be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes and be cast into hell fire. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." And that's the scripture that they're going to read tonight. And the other scripture I'll read is just be a verse or two here or there. But it's all going to be going around the children. Now, if you read this, if you're not a child, you're not going to heaven. God calls us His children. So I'm eternally going to be a child. I may be 60-something years old, but I'm still a child. We're all children. To God, we are all children. What is 70 years? What is 80 years compared to an eternity? God has always been, always will be. We will always be children. If you, to back up what I just read there, you probably won't be able to keep up with me. Mark chapter 10, verse 13. It says, "And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them and blessed them." Eternal children. If you're saved by the grace of God, you are an eternal child. Your hair may turn gray. Your workings may not work anymore. Some of them might even fall off. Life here on earth, don't know what's going to happen to you. But when you get to heaven, you're going to... When you go through that gate up there, Jesus is going to give you a brand new body. Every part's going to be there. Every part is going to be working. Just the way it's supposed to. And you're not going to get old. You're going to be a child. Therefore, we need to support our youth here on earth. We need to support the youth groups and all the churches. Just because this church sign out here says Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church, and over at our home church, it says Riverside Missionary Baptist. It's all one church. Amen. If we've got it right, it's all one church. There's many different bodies here on earth, but there's only one true church. The Bible tells us that. There's one salvation, there's one church, and that is God's church. And if we're not saved, if we didn't come to Him as a little child, we're not saved. The Bible plainly tells us that. Well, how do you come as a little child? That is, you humble yourself. My brother was 47 years old when he got saved over at Riverside. That 47 years of rough living. He was miserable and didn't know it. Thought he was a happy man. God opened his eyes. But he still had to, even though he was 47 years old, he had to come as a little child. Just like little Kayla did here not too long ago. He came as a little child. That's how you got it. If you got it, that's how you got it. You came as a little child. Those of you that are parents, the faith that a child has in you is the faith that we need to have in our Father in heaven. Stand on the side of a swimming pool, hold your arms up, and that child will not hesitate to jump to you. Never been in that water before, but he'll still jump. Have him standing up on the edge of the pew, hold your arms out to him, he'll jump to you. He has faith that you're not going to let him get hurt. That's the same faith that we need to take in our Father, which is in heaven. And we need to remain as little children in that humbleness. That's not to say that we don't grow. We must grow. We must grow in understanding and knowledge. But still, with the malice of a child, which is non-existent. A child has no malice. We develop malice as we get old. We start hating people, start hating things that they do. And it clouds our judgment. It will definitely cloud our judgment, even as a Christian. I hate people. It's not that I hate them. It's I hate what they do. And if I see them doing the same thing over and over and over, they've been warned and they keep doing the same thing, I'm not God. Pretty soon I will avoid them because I don't want to be there when they fall because they may take me with them. And it would be easy to do, be so easy to do, because not too many years ago, I was that person. Not too many years ago, you were that person. Even if you were saved when you were 6 years old and you're 86 now, you're still that person. It can all come back. It's easy to do. The devil knows that. He knows which buttons to push. He knows you better than you know you. I'm just thankful that God knows me even better than Satan does. And even though he knew me, knew what kind of man that I was. That day back in August 6, 1964, boy, it was hot that day. Revival had started the first week in July. It's still going on. I wasn't even in the church house. I was sitting out in the churchyard. Preacher got up, and I could hear the windows was open to the old church house down home. I hear what he was saying, and I got convicted. Oh, thank God I got convicted. I didn't stay out in the churchyard too long. When I came to my senses, I was getting up off the altar. And that's when those people look pretty. Those were the prettiest people I'd ever seen. As I look out here, I see a lot of pretty faces. I can't say that you're sitting there looking at a pretty face. I would hope that you are. Because I hope that Jesus Christ is coming out of me. That you can see Christ in me. That is my hope. That the light of Christ come through me. And shine to everyone else. I'll read one more little verse and then we'll go, not hold you all too long. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. Remain as little children. Be humble as a child. Don't glory in yourself. If you want to brag about something, you want to glory in something, glory in Jesus Christ. He's the one that it's all due to. Without Him, we wouldn't be where we are. That's what the Lord put on me today. Talk about the little children and everything that's been said here tonight. Talking about the children. Brother Larry didn't know it, but he was talking. I am a child. I've had 60-something years experience at it, but I'm still a child. I'm still that little 17-year-old punk that the Lord showed hell to. And after He showed hell to me, He told me that's where I was headed. Then He showed me a way out. And I thank God for that. That's the way it is. The way it comes to each and every one of us. We come to God as a child. We humble ourselves before Him and ask for His forgiveness. Well, I haven't done anything, preacher. It doesn't matter. You're still a sinner. The Bible says you're born into sin. And I have trouble going from Sunday morning to Sunday morning without doing something wrong. I'm still in the flesh. I don't want to do things wrong. And the Spirit's there to tell me when I've done something wrong. That's when I need to get on my knees at the altar. It don't have to be here. It don't have to be at Riverside. I can get inside my closet where nobody can disturb me. Same thing. I'm still going to the altar. Look around in the churches today and the altars are clean. They shouldn't be. They should be tear-stained. And the caretakers of the church shouldn't dare to clean those tear stains up. Those are the tear stains of God's people. That altar is put here for God's people. The lost people go to the mercy seat. It just happens to be right next door. That altar is here for you. As God's people, it's here. It'll remain here until Jesus comes. And when Jesus comes and takes us home, we won't need that altar anymore. Like I said a while ago, when that day comes, I want to have all the answers. But I won't be here to share it with anybody. Won't be any need to share it with anybody when that day comes. When Jesus comes to take His people home. Now, if I should die before that happens, I'm still going home. I'm going up there to sleep for a while. Rest a little while, and I'm going to have all the answers. But I still won't be here to share them with anybody. But if anybody's interested, every answer is right there. That's God's Word. That's where the answers are. No matter what's troubling, the answer is right there. You can find a fix for it right there on your knees. You don't have to go out the door fighting. Get down on your knees. Humble yourself as that little child. That's all I have, Brother Larry. Oh, by the way, talk about young people. We're having our youth revival. As you know, you're invited out there. One of those preachers is my grandson. And they held the revival out there at Shady Grove here a couple, 3 weeks ago. I don't know who's going to preach each night. There were three young men. They just took turns every night. What one didn't say, the other one did. Maybe it's going to wind up being that way out there. Yeah. Get your lost people to come on out. See what? Yeah. Now you're a couple of young men that are on fire. Jacob Jeffers, my son Steve. I think he's been here a priest. That's my grandson. And I'm thankful that he didn't wait as long as I did. He's got time to grow. Thank you.
How many kids we got in the house tonight? Yeah, we're all children of God. Some of you raised your hands with too much joy on your face when I asked that. This message tonight didn't give you a license to act like a child. Because Paul said it like this, when I was a child, I spake like a child. But when I became a man, I put away those childish things. Amen. But it's good to be out in the house. Lord, enjoyed these songs and the Word. And there's a time and a place for all things. There's a time for us to have fun. There's a time for us to enjoy each other. There's a time to act like a kid, I guess. And I want to say this as we get ready to have a song invitation. I love our young people here at the church and those visiting with us from Riverside. And I wouldn't take anything for them. I think that as parents and as brothers and sisters in the church, we ought to be proud that God has given us the kids that He has to be able to worship with and to be able to be a blessing to us in our services here at the church. So, Jim, if you would get a song of invitation, I don't know anybody's heart, but you know your heart. Satan will tell you, well, this is a youth service. This is not youth service. This is God's service. The youth people sang for us, and a young preacher brought us a word, but it's still God's people that did this for you tonight. And we want to allow you the opportunity that if God's moved in your heart and your life and you want to pray, the altar is open, as already has been said from the onset of the service. We want you to just make yourself at home and enjoy the benefit that God has given to you to be able to feel His Spirit knocking upon your heart's door. And if you want to come and pray, now's the time. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. Why don't you just follow your heart tonight? Because God loves children. He loves His children. Would you do that tonight? As children of God, we ought to want to be like Him. To walk in the paths that He'd have us to walk. Lift up His name in all that we do. Yes. It's our desire. Yes. How is it with your heart tonight? Jesus brought me from. And just where I am today. Yes. Yes. Anybody else that needs to make that move tonight? You know your heart. You know what you're going through right now. You say, well, the message really isn't why I need to come pray. It doesn't matter what you need to pray about. Just follow your heart. Allow God to work in your life. Yes. Amen. Help her sing this chorus. Yes. How many of you remember where God brought you from? Look what He's done for us today. Yes. That's why we love Him. Yes. Amen. And as children of God, He knows we're going to make mistakes, brother. He knows we're going to fall short. But it's just like our natural children. Just like what we did, Wayne, when we was growing up. There's not a one of us that didn't make mistakes. Probably not a one of us that didn't cause mom and dad some tears and some heartache. And we've done the same to God. But he still loves us so much. And it doesn't matter what we've done. God loves you today. And you're his child. And just like our natural children, we wouldn't take anything for any of them because of the love that God has placed in our heart. But I'll close with this, as much as I love them. And I said this to a woman at work last week, and she looked at me kind of strange, Billy. As much as I love my children, wouldn't take anything for them, Willie, I wouldn't give you a nickel for another one just like either one of them either. Amen? People say, you're awful strange, Pastor. It's the truth. It's the truth. And I heard a person yesterday say it like this, that they would not want to be raising children in today's era of time. And I have to say amen to that. Moms and dads, you think back how hard it was on you growing up as a youngster. Our children today have it far worse than what we had it. And that's why when they get up to sing in the choir, they get up to participate with our youth group, we ought to be behind them 100% to exhort them and to lift them up and to ask God to use them in such a great way. God bless you. I hope you've enjoyed yourself here at Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church tonight. Church, be much in prayer about our Wednesday night service. And then for all the church, let's certainly be in prayer about the revival starting Thursday night. Brother Terry Brock from Lima will be here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And then Sunday morning he'll be back with us in our regular service. We'll be having lunch after church with our friends and family day. We're looking forward to a great time. And I pray to see souls blessed. I pray to hear shouting like we've not heard shouting in a long, long, long time. Now, for those of you visiting, we had shouting this morning. But folks, let me tell you, I like to see God just open up the heavens and pour it out so thick that you don't know what to do. All you can do is be like a sponge, just sit there and absorb it. But after a while, you get so full, it's bound to show. It's bound to show. So remember that for this week. Let's go praying. Riverside, come be with us if you can in our revival. And we'll try to come out and be with you guys in your youth revival as well, especially since our kids are going to be out there singing on November the 4th. So well, let's remember that. And let's go praying. Come back praying at the next appointed time, expecting great things to happen when we get to the house of the Lord. Fellowship one another. Riverside, good to see y'all. Thankful for you tonight. We haven't seen some of you in a long time. It's good to see you. And come back and be with us anytime that you can. God bless you tonight.